Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were just starting to talk about the word temperate. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
But then we see he is to be temperate. It's, oh yeah, I know what temperance is. It's not drinking alcohol. Man, I got that down. Well, that's not quite the meaning of it, although it's a good word to use in relation to alcohol. But appoint to the office of the pastor, be temperate. So now when we think of this word, and what does it mean? I mean, it means one thing to men, but today, but in the Bible context, it wasn't talking about a temperance movement to stop alcohol, which was not a bad movement, and it was good for the country when it happened. Most of the time we think of that guy who's not a drunkard. Some add gluttony and habits that get hold of men, as gambling and drugs, pornography, and cigarettes get a hold of other men. We go on with a host of other things that are not acceptable and holy before God, and especially in a pastor's life. Now, have you heard the area or the idea of self-control that is true to a point? Some people say, yes, temperance is self-control. And that is true to a point. But we must also include, well, this particular thing as the real definition. In short, temperance, and this is going to sound simple, but it's actually what it means the way it was viewed in Bible days. Temperance is doing those things that you're supposed to do, and when you're supposed to do it. And it's also not doing those things that you're not supposed to do. And you say, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah. Doing those things which you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, okay? Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. A temperate man will be at church when the doors are open. Other people will make excuses. I don't have to be there every time the door's open. And they got all kinds of things to say as to why they can't be there. And it won't be because my job. Okay, no. I mean, sometimes you got police, you got firemen, you got others whose jobs require them to be out, military, whatever, and they can't be in church. But when they can be, then they shouldn't be allowing a fishing trip, a hunting trip, or any other kind of trip or thing to do, or games or ball games to watch, keep them from God's house. How many Christians have been kept out of church on a Sunday night because of the Super Bowl? Now, things are changing in this country, so it may not be quite as much anymore. But the Super Bowl keeps Christians out of church. Well, they'll watch that thing. That'll be shown about 20 more times, you know, and they could watch it then. But no, I got to watch it when it happens to know. I won't be surprised by the ending if I watch it on replay. And that's more important than getting the word of God in your house, into God's house. And yet, they think they're totally just in doing so. Well, they're not. And a preacher that says, okay, we're going to have Super Bowl Sunday, and at halftime we'll break and we'll have a time in the Word of God, and then when halftime's over, we'll start right back into the ball game. That is a filthy, rotten sin in God's sight, and in the house of God, that is desecrating the house of the Lord. Those tables need overturned, just like Jesus overturned tables in the temple. So again, when you think it's doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and not doing what you're not supposed to do. So, what does that tell us? It tells us that a schedule is important. If you're supposed to do certain things at certain times, then you schedule yourself to do it. If you fail to schedule, you schedule to fail. Time is a good thing. If you're going to go fishing, you need some time. But instead of taking off church, why don't you take off work? You say, wait a minute, not work. Well, what about if you're off on Saturdays? What about that day off? Well, you know, I need to sleep on that day. Now again, look, people are late for church. And I find it funny. Well, this the only day I get to sleep in. Yeah, I got there late for Sunday school. I don't make Sunday school by my church, but boy, it's my day to sleep in. Isn't that interesting? Hey, we're going to leave and go hunting. Meet us at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be there sharp, if not early. Same thing, we're going fishing. We're going to go deep sea fishing. We're going to be there early. But you won't get up early to spend time in the Word of God and ask God to teach it to you and to meditate in it. Plan. Make it a part of your daily plan to give tracts. Take tracts with you. Make sure you've read those tracts. You know, I wrote a salvation tract, but mine's not the only one. There are other salvation tracts. Take them with you. They can be on other subjects as well. But if it's a salvation tract and you think somebody's unsaved, give them and say, man, I would like for you to read this. What's in here is actually what changed my life. Now, when you got saved, you did get changed. You got changed from going to hell to going to heaven. As a matter of fact, on a flight one day, there was a lady that was in the seat and her husband right beside me. And so I actually gave her my seat and I got out so her and her husband were beside each other. But I gave her a tract and him too. I said, I'd like for you to read that. That's what changed my life. She says, did your life need change? I said, if you're headed to hell, your life needs change. Yes, ma'am. And she just had a funny look on her face. She didn't say anything. She just kind of put the tract away. And she didn't open to read. I had another time, gave a lady a tract like that, and she got saved. So, again, people get saved by those tracts. Make sure you've read them so that you know that they're good salvation tracts. They're right. So schedule times to spend in prayer, to have that devotional. Schedule to carry tracts with you. To carry, say, 5 tracts and schedule that you're going to give at least 5 out that day. All right. Schedule time with the Lord. Make sure your schedule lines up with church and the work of the Lord in the church and in you through the church. Be temperate. Don't just let it happen. Be temperate. Do it when it's supposed to be done and do it the best you can. Don't do what you're not supposed to do. It's usually something that, well, I won't, or what happens is I didn't like it. Oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's not a good thing. You see, remember, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1 through 3 says, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Now, wisdom when you read those verses, does something. What is it? Wisdom gets the job done. That's temperance. If you're not temperate, you're not wise. Now, you can have worldly wisdom and not be temperate, although it even helps in worldly wisdom. But if you want to have a godly wisdom, then you'll be temperate. And if you don't, if you're not temperate, you're not going to be godly in wisdom. So again, we need to be temperate. We need to plan and carry out the plan. So, as a church, we're to choose men who are already temperate. That's what Titus said. Choose men that you ordain who are temperate, holy, just, and hope they'll come to grow in those things. Don't hope they'll become that, because sometimes that never happens. Like military, you train first, doing what you're supposed to do, and then second, you do it so much that it is second nature to each of us. So I'm going to get up at this time each morning. It's time I'm going to get up and I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to spend time with the Lord. Okay. It's second nature to you. Now, we're in the second part of the outline. The first was godly persons in verses 1-4. Now, in verses 5-9, it was godly preachers. So let's go on to verse 9. Okay, holding fast. What does he mean by holding fast? Well, that's where I want to take up next time, because we're going to finish out this section of chapter 1 and go on with the next section. But we want to spend some time on verse 9 of holding fast. What does that mean? Well, we'll look forward to seeing that when we meet next time. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, I pray that as you have listened to today's broadcast, you've been helped as we've looked at verses 7 and 8. And in those verses, you've seen the kind of pastors that were to be ordained by the man that who Paul had sent out to do this. But you need to ask yourself, am I the kind of person that fulfills those qualifications? Am I temperate? Am I doing these things? My friend, think on those things and ask others to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Share with them things that you've learned from this broadcast. And I trust that it will be a way to edify fellow believers. Ask your pastors to listen in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Sometimes things that we say here can be a great encouragement to them. And so I pray that you would get them to do that as well. And I want to thank you again for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Tell others about us, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.